Hi there, guys. So welcome back to my blog. I hope that you have been well for this whole week. So for today, I'll be doing a mini book review of some two books that I have read earlier this year. And I hope that at the end of it all, it will help you decide whether you will buy the book or not. Or actually, they are both available online. So you probably by the end of this, decide whether you will read none of it, whether you will read one of them, or whether you'll even read both of the books. So the first book is Her Body and Other Parties. It's by an author called Maria Carmen Mo Mercado, something like that. The name will be listed kwa title vizuri. So this book, to be honest, I'd consider this book, or rather call it generally an intense book. And to be honest, at first when I read this book, it was kind of confusing, especially, transitioning from the different sections. There are like eight sections or seven, I'm not sure of the number, but I'd call them, yeah, they're like sections, stroke chapters, you can call them whatever you like. And at first, as I was reading the book, I thought it would be a prose kind of thing, like a continuous story, like a novel from the beginning to the end. But it wasn't really that way. It just transitioned around the life of the woman who's like the lead role in the book, and just showed like her different life situations now with other parties. And yeah, Her Body and Other Parties, like literal meaning. And well, by the time I was getting like towards the middle and all that, at least now things started to make sense and I could actually decipher what the title meant. And something else I can say about this book, okay, well, it's fictional for someone who might not have known. And so, yeah, of course, it's not based on a real life story and stuff like that. But also, when I was reading this book, I won't lie to you people, I thought that it was by an African author, just because of the context in which she sets the woman, especially at the beginning. And as in for me, it just appeared African to me. So, yeah, shock on me, the author is an American. But nevertheless, it's a really interesting book. It's a very also, as in, I'd also call it a really engaging book, just because of the stage directions in that book. Yani, you people, I'm not kidding. This author was not playing games when she included those stage directions in that book. They are fire, fire, fire. Those stage directions, yani. I those two directions I've gone to, those schools. Like she is, like I found that's like one of the most captivating things in the book. Like it really keeps you, like reading that specific book. Like I even found myself, trying to even do some of what was included in the stage directions. Like for example, sometimes she'll be like, oh, read this part aloud and stuff like that. So it's a really engaging book. It's really interesting. However, for someone who is probably, I don't know that call it narrow-minded or someone, okay, let me just say someone who is not open-minded or is not a free mind may have difficulties reading these books, especially if the person is also, like more of the conservative kind of people and you want to probably, just be careful on the kind of stuff you're reading and stuff like that. You may have a tad bit difficult time to read, but if you don't mind, you would actually kind of enjoy the book and just, yeah, it's actually like a good way to also just probably expand your thinking and your creative juices and stuff like that. So for someone who like has no problem reading, a wide array of subjects or disciplines when it comes to books, you will have no problem reading this book. But if you struggle, with reading some books, you know, with certain content that you are probably obscene, erotic, explicit, or stuff like that, then I don't think you would really enjoy this book. Because, yeah, I don't think you would. But, you know, you can just give it a try, and who knows, you might just find it, you know, also interesting. The second book now is The Last Black Unicorn by Tiffany Haddish. And, well, some of you all might already know Tiffany. She starred in Girls Trip. And this lady is hilarious. Yani, this book can get you laughing, you know, like, you won't pass, like, you know, more than a certain number of pages and not, you know, find something funny, or even, you know, find something funny, like, every page. And what I like about the mode of writing for this author now, Tiffany, is the way in which she just writes, like, you know, like, it's just something normal, you know, like, you just feel that this is just something natural that hasn't, you know, been crafted and molded in a certain way, just so that, you know, it fits, as in, if it fits in a book so that it can be a bestseller or something like that. But it's just like real stuff about life, and basically her story, like everything she went through, you know, from like a childhood and stuff like that. So also this book, I wouldn't say like it's also like a book that is pure, you know, like for someone who probably also like may have problems with it. But it's, you know, like one of those books that really covers like much of what is really happening all around, like currently, like there's really no new thing or foreign thing that someone would claim they've never heard of in that book. And also, it's also, yeah, like it's humorous and it's also like full of drama. So that's also like another thing that makes the book really interesting. So for someone who might want something that is a bit much more easier to, you know, chew on or swallow, The Last Black Unicorn would be better. But like if you also want something more intense and, you know, much more engaging, it will definitely be Her Body and Other Parties. But I think it would be best if you just read both of the books and just, yeah, like also have your own perspective on the books. Yeah, so basically that's the mini review I have for today. I hope it has probably helped you in deciding on whether you will read both, none, or maybe one, and just, or probably even, yeah, add it to your reading list and stuff like that. And yeah, that's all. So I hope that you guys will have yourselves a great weekend. Then see you guys again on Tuesday. I'll probably have another post that's written on Tuesday. So bye, guys.